I was just thinking, when you were talking about civil rights and all, did you ever think in your lifetime that you'd see a black president of the United States?
No, I guess I never did. I don't know if I ever thought about it. But I wasn't for in favor of Obama because I think his resume, I guess you can call it, is pretty shallow. He had one term in the U.S. Senate and a couple of terms in the legislature, but he's had no experience in the private sector at all. I'm afraid he's going to make some decisions based on superficial knowledge and it won't turn out so well. And yet I certainly support him in what he did in connection with this hijacking. To me, that's kind of out of character for him, at least as I understood his motivations.
Did you ever have a connection with John McCain at all?
Yes, I had kind of an unusual connection with John McCain. He was the Navy liaison officer for the Senate. He was assigned as the guide for a congressional delegation that I was a member of. We spent 3 weeks in Russia, Scandinavia, and Germany. And John arranged all the hotel reservations and the meetings and luggage handling, and he was in charge of the whole thing. And he and I got to be good friends. And then we were both of us honored by the Marine Corps Friday night parade. We had dinner at the Commandant's house. They honored me because of my Marine service and honored John because of his experiences in Vietnam. So we've had a good relationship for quite a long while. And I voted for him for president. But he didn't distinguish himself very well as a candidate.
You know, he had an independency about him that you had.
But he sublimated it to the party requirements or demands.
To probably the far right, conservatives, yeah, of the party. But isn't it true that when you're running, you have to have that base to be with you?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think so. I don't think you got to have Rush Limbaugh to be elected as Republican. And he's just the symbol of the hard right-wingers. As you probably know, I've fought against the hard right-wingers and the party all the way through my career. And I've been punished for that sometimes. You remember a guy named Freckles Little?
Yes.
He ran for governor against me as an independent. And there's a guy named Barney Brown who ran as an independent and drew votes that I would logically have gotten in the race with Monroney and Edmondson. They were not serious contenders, but they were spoilers. To me, they showed how small a minority the hard right really is.
Then they've become even more powerful, obviously, since you were there.
I don't think they're more powerful. I think they're more vociferous. I can't imagine anybody paying serious attention to Rush Limbaugh. Maybe as an entertainer, but as a thinker, he has no credibility.
Well, now it seems in the state, particularly if you're a Republican, you have to listen to the conservative right wing, because if you step out from that crowd, you're really on your own. A Henry Bellman today may have more difficulty with that.
Well, I don't know that I differ with you. It's different than it was when I was up there, but just go back for a moment to the vote on busing in Oklahoma County. You'd have thought from listening to the arguments and reading the newspaper that no way I would have carried Oklahoma County after supporting busing, but I did. And not only carried it, but I carried it more than I had before, a bigger percentage. To me, that says that conservative radicals make more noise than they produce in votes.
Now then, the young George Bush, I don't know if you ever met him or not.
Oh, yes.
You did?
Ed Gaylord invited Shirley and me to go to a Ranger baseball game with him. Ed owned a third interest in the Rangers, and George, I think, owned a half or a third. We went down to Dallas and sat in their owner's box. And George came up and sat with us and stayed for 3 or 4 innings of the game. When he decided to run for governor, he called me and he had trouble finding a campaign manager to run his campaign. And someone had recommended Joe Allbaugh. And George called to ask me if I'd recommend he hire Allbaugh as his campaign manager. And I did, and he did, and of course he was elected. And Joe stayed on and I think ran his first presidential campaign. But I don't remember having any other dealings with him. George I came here to Oklahoma and introduced me when I was inducted into the Hall of Fame. He was his Republican National Chairman at the time, and I asked him to come and do that, and he did. And I went down to Texas and campaigned for him when he ran unsuccessfully for governor, I think, or the Senate won. And I went down and campaigned with him for a couple of days. I didn't campaign for the second. I can't say I knew him very well, but just casually, he was a nice enough man.
As you viewed his presidency?
Well, I think George was hard up for ideas. He didn't bring much to the table, as far as I could tell. I'm sorry I don't have any better courses to propose, but I thought his reaction to 9/11 was hip shooting, shot from the hip. As I say, I don't know that I have any better solutions, but he oversimplified the problem, and his reaction was off the mark.